funeral of Anna Politkovskaya attracted thousands of people who wanted to pay tribute to the most outspoken critic of the Kremlin's actions in Chechnya. And now the 13th Russian journalist murdered during President Vladimir Putin's administration. A mother of two, she often traveled to the breakaway republic, where she reported on the cases of kidnapping, torture and other atrocities she blamed on the Russian military and the Moscow-backed government in Chechnya. Tatiana Lakshina heads the Demos human rights group in Moscow.
I think that if in Russia and in the West people actually knew something about Chechnya and about the situation of civilians in Chechnya, about their tremendous sufferings, it is to a large extent due to Anna and her very brave, excellent professional work.
Politkovskaya was murdered in her apartment building in Moscow on Saturday evening. The killer ambushed her in the elevator, fired four shots from a silenced Makarov pistol and fled. A surveillance camera captured an image of a man leaving the building after the shooting, but no further details on his identity or motives were released. And few of those who queued up to buy a special edition of Novaya Gazeta on Monday, the publication Politkovskaya worked for, said they believe the case will be resolved anytime soon.
Of course the murderer will not be found. It's not the first death of this kind, and other people have gone away too.
Ever since her death on Saturday, people have been sending flowers and letters of condolences to her office in central Moscow. Politkovskaya's colleague Galina Murzaliyeva says that in a recent radio interview, Politkovskaya said she was investigating a case of alleged kidnapping, torture and murder perpetrated by Chechnya's Prime Minister Ramzan Kadyrov and his personal army of heavily armed fighters.
She said she had two photographs which show the tortures that Kadyrov's regime perpetrates in Chechnya. The story on this she was supposed to file on the day of her death.
Shortly after the killing, Prime Minister Kadyrov denied there was any Chechen involvement into the case and expressed regret over the death of the reporter. Novaya Gazeta said it believes the murder was either an act of revenge by Kadyrov or an attempt to discredit him. The newspaper announced a reward of more than $1 million for information that could help to find the killer and said it would conduct its own investigation into the case. In the course of her career, Anna Politkovskaya had made many enemies, but she was so prominent that a few believed anything could happen to her, including Tatiana Lakshina of Demos.
Well, as a journalist who worked on Chechnya, on this very sensitive topic, she was frequently receiving threats. But she was working for such a long time and publishing such powerful stories and taking so many risks that after a certain point we all started thinking, well, she's so much of an icon that nothing can ever happen to her. It would be too scandalous. And we were wrong, I'm afraid, very tragically wrong.
According to the New York-based Committee to Protect Journalists, Politkovskaya was at least the 43rd journalist killed for her work in Russia since 1993. Most of the murder cases remain unsolved. And although Politkovskaya's death has provoked a reaction around the world, no one from the Russian government attended her funeral. Anya Ardaeva for VOA News, Moscow.